the spirit of the season. And I don't like using my computer, but I had left my wallet at home, so I wasn't able to print. Anyway, so the Shulchan Aruch says that Kol Shmeinas Yimei Chanukah Gomer Nes HaHalel. So you say the complete Halel with the Bracha all 8 days of Chanukah. Now, where does that come from? It comes from the Gemara, really. The Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph says, V'chacham Omrim Nevi'im Shebeinayim Tiknu Lam Yisrael. The Nevi'im were misakin for Bnei Yisrael. She Omrim also a kol perek v'perek. You say a kol perek v'perek. The Rashbam there says it's a kol regal v'regal. Every one of the regalim, the shalish regalim, you say halom. Now called Sarah Vitsara Shotava Alayam Yisrael, Kshnagalan Omrimasan al Gulasam. And any tsara that comes to Yisrael and they're redeemed from this tsara, so then we say halal on that. And the Rashbam here says, Val called Sarah Shotava Alayam Lishna Ma'al Yirnaka. It's using kind of like a cleaned up language. Kalomar Shimchas Vashalom to hate Sarah Alayam. The Yoshiu Mimena Omrim Osal Gulasa Kigon Chanukah. So that's really referring to Chanukah. This is called Tzara Shatava Aleim of Nigolin. Anytime there's a Tzara and they have a Gula, so we say Halal, that's Chanukah. So there's two types of Halal seemingly said in the Gemara and Pesachim. There's a Kol Regal V'Regal, that's one type. On one of the Shalosh Regalim, we say Halal. And then there's a Tzara, and we're Nigal from the Tzara, we also say Halal, and that refers to Chanukah. Now the Gemara in Arachin and Dav Yud elaborates more. And the Gemara there says that Damar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yehotzadok Shmona Aser Yamim Shayachid Gover Ben Asahal. It's 18 days a year. It's talking about Eretz Yisrael, but 18 days a year where a Yachid says Halal. Shmona Yimei Chag, so 8 days of Sukkot, you say Halal. Shmona Yimei Chanukah, 8 days of Chanukah. V'yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, the first day of Pesach, V'yom Tov Shal Atzeres and on Shavuos. So it's 8 Sukkot, 8 Chanukah, 16. You have 1 day Pesach, 1 day Shavuos is going to be 18. You know, we say more days. We say Rosh Chodesh, we say Chol Hamoed Pesach. Those are like minhagim. That's not the halacha, the takanas neviim to say halal. The takanas neviim to say halal is only on these 18 days. Now, the Gemara says, Chutz La'aretz, we say, you know, more days. We say Tishri Yimei Chag. We say 9 days of Sukkot, 8 days of Chanukah, 2 days of Pesach, and 2 days of Shavuos because we have the second day of Yantif on in Chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara says, "Ma'i shna bechag d'amrinan kol yuma, u'ma'i shna bePesach d'ra'i amrinan kol yuma." So we have a halal 8 days of Sukkot, and we have a halal 1 day of Pesach. Why is there a halal 8 days of Sukkot and a halal 1 day of Pesach? Says the Chag Chalukin beKarbon Oseim. To Pesach ain Chalukin beKarbon Oseim. There's a different number of Karbonos every day of Sukkot. It's all the same Karbonos every day of Pesach. So this is a Halal you say because of the Yantif. On Yantif you say Halal. On Regal you say Halal. And this each day of Sukkot is considered like an independent yantif, like a new yantif, because there's different practices, there's different amounts, different avoda, different amounts of karbanos that you bring on each day. So even though you said the halal, which is the requirement of the first day of Sukkot, you didn't yet say the halal, which is the requirement of the second day of Sukkot. Whereas in Pesach, every day has the same avoda. It's looked at as one big yantif. You can't say that each day is an independent type of yantif. Therefore, you say halal the first day, you're done. You said the halal for Pesach. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, Shabbos, the Chalukah b'Karbonoseya, Lema. Shabbos has its own karbanos, so why don't we say halal every Shabbos? It says, Lo ikri moed. Shabbos is not called a moed. It's not called a holiday. In other words, in order to say halal, it needs to be a holiday, unless you're commemorating an ace, but otherwise it needs to be a holiday. And on Sukkot, we have a different holiday every day. On Pesach, we have one large holiday, but Shabbos is not a moed, it's not a holiday at all. It's a different type of day. Rosh Chodesh, the ikri moed lema. Rosh Chodesh is called a holiday, it's called a moed. We should say halal on Rosh Chodesh. Now we do say halal Rosh Chodesh, it's a minhag, but it's not the takanas neviim. So, lo iktish ba'asiyas melacha. Tiksiv hashir yachem kalil hiskadesh chag, leil hamakudesh lechag to'an shirav, she'en makudesh ein to'an shira. No, there's no iser ba'asiyas melacha on Rosh Chodesh. So, it needs to be a moed, it needs to be referred to as a moed, and it needs to have an iser of melacha to be that kind of special day that requires a halal. Gemara says, I'm skipping a little bit in the Gemara, but it says, V'chanukah d'ray hachi v'ray hachi v'kamar. One second. If it needs to be a day which is referred to as a moed, and it needs to be a day which has an isser of asiyas melacha, where does Chanukah fit into the picture? A, it's not called a moed. B, there's no isser of asiyas melacha. Gemara says, Mishum Nisa. That's a different thing. That's because of the nes of Chanukah. Right? Similar to what we saw in the Gemara in Pesachim, there's two types of halal. There's a halal on a yantif, and there's a halal on a nes, that Klal Yisrael is redeemed from their tzara through a nes. Now, the halal on yantif requires a very specific type of yantif. A, that it's called moed, and B, that it has an isser of asiyas melacha. The halal on Chanukah is the halal of the nes, and that's a different type of halal. It's not seemingly, because this day is a special day, it's not a day that has a requirement of halal, but it's to commemorate the nes. Yeah. Now, what's interesting is, okay, why do we have halal all 8 days of Chanukah? Yeah, we have a nes. We have a nes that the Shemen lasted 8 days. So we'll say halal one day, and we commemorated the nes. Why do you have halal all 8 days of Chanukah? Now that is a question that Rishonim asked. The Shabbulei Halakhet asked this question, and he says, Yomim shagomer behenes ahalal mefurish ba'erachin dam Reb Shimon ben Yochai mishum Reb Shimon ben Yotzadek shmona aser yom bashana v'layla echad yachad gomer behenes ahalal ve'elu shmoni yimei chag v'shmonis yimei chanukah v'yom tov rishon shal Pesach v'shnei yom tov m'shal atzeres v'hasam mefarish. So it says there in the Gemara Erechin, Mai shna chag the gomer bo halal. Why is it that on Sukkot we say halal? Pesach ain gomer also, right? Every day of Sukkot we say halal. Almost every day of Pesach we don't, only on the first day. So he says, Mishum, he's quoting the Gemara here, he adds a little explanation, but he quotes the Gemara, Mishum chag hasukos chalak karbanosav, kol yom v'yom chalak mishalafanav. Chag hasukos, every day is a different amount of karbanos. Hilkach kol yom v'yom chashiv chag la'atzmo. Every day is considered its own yantif, right? That he adds into the Gemara, that the point of the Gemara saying that you have a halal each day because it's a different amount of karbanos, what we mean to say is the different amount of karbanos tells us that it's a different yantif. You practice, you have a different practice, that means it's considered, it's defined as being a separate yantif. So in a sense, every day of Sukkot is a different yantif, and you said halal because of the yantif of yesterday, you haven't yet said halal because of the yantif of today. So, Avo Pesach ein kol karbonos of kol shiva. Pesach is always the same karbonos. The lama gomer nes halal of Chanukah. So good. So why do you say halal every day of Chanukah? Matzasi atam b'shem Rebbeinu Shlomo zetzal. I found a reason quoted in the name of Rebbeinu Shlomo. I think that's Rashi. Mitoch shehi charuka b'neirosea kol yom v'yom chalak mishalafanav havikichag shechalak b'karbonosav. Because the different amount of candles lit every day, you don't light the same number of candles every day. So it's similar to Sukkot. Sukkot, you have a different number of karbanos every day, so it gets a halal every day. Chanukah, you have a different amount of candles every day, so it also gets a halal every day. Which is very interesting off the bat, because you know the ikur mitzvah of Chanukah, of Ner Chanukah, is Ner Yishu Beiso, that you light one candle in your house. This that you have different amounts of candles every day is only, you know, Mahadrin. Right? It's Mahadrin, you have more than one candles. Mahadrin, Minim Mahadrin, you have more than one candle every day. But it's not the Ikur Mitzvah of Chanukah. The Ikur Mitzvah of Chanukah is really the same every night. But I guess his point is that since it's built into the Mitzvah, that you have the Mahadrin, you have the Mahadrin, Minim Mahadrin, so if you're doing the mitzvah in the ideal way, you have a different amount of candles every night. So that's just like Sukkot. And therefore, you have different avodah every day. And therefore, you have a different halal every day. That's the answer he brings from Rashi. He brings another answer. Ba'achi Reb Binyamin, my brother Reb Binyamin, Neru Pirish, Hatam Lama Gomer Nahalal Kol Shiva Simei Chanukah, Shereh Nis Nischadesh Bechol Yom V'yom. When the Yevanim came into the Heichal, they were metame all the oil. When the Malchei Beis Chashmonai were victorious, they found one small pach, which was chasim and the chasim of the Kohen Gadol. So it was only enough for one day. It became a nes. And they lived for 8 days. Im kein yom v'yom neschadish hanes. Bal chidushan shel nes under gomer ba sahara b'chol yom. Says what happened? They had this pach shemen, and the pach shemen lasted for 8 days. But that means that every day there was more of an ace. It lasted for one day, that's an ace. It lasted another day, that's more of an ace. It lasted a third day, that's more of an ace. So every day is more of an ace. Every day is a new ace that it kept going. Since every day is a new ace that it kept going, so commemorating an ace requires halal. So there's a new ace every day, so it requires a halal every day. And therefore, we have halal all 8 days of Chanukah. So two answers that are given why we have halal 8 days of Chanukah. Shmuel Rekha brings down, is one of the Rishonim, right? One of the Halachic Rishonim. He brings down two answers. One answer from Rabbi Shlomo that it's similar to Sukkot. So we have a different avoda every day because you have different amount of candles every day. And that's why you get a halal every day. And the second answer is it's not dependent on the avoda. It's dependent on the nes that we're commemorating. There's a new nes that gets commemorated every day. The increased lasting of the oil for a second day, for a third day, for a fourth day. And that new nes requires a new halal. Okay. What I think is very strange is, let's look at the second answer of Ibn Binyamin, I understand. Okay, a nes, commemorating a nes requires halal. And a new nace requires halal. But the first answer that brings down for Rabbi Shlomo, that, well, it's similar to Sukkot, because there's a different avoda every day. Now, the point by Sukkot is, like the Shmuel Rekha himself says, that why does that make a difference, that there's a different amount of karbanos every day? Right? We have less karbanos every day. We start with, 50 karbanos, we keep counting down, we have less karbanos every day. Why does that mean there should be a halal every day? So he says, right, because it's a different chag. Chag requires halal. A special day, requires halal. We have a day which is a day of celebration, a moed, the way that Jews celebrate, at least part of the way, is that we praise Hashem for what we're given. And so a moed requires halal. Now, since every day is a different moed, because the avoda you do on that moed determines the nature of that moed. So every day is a different moed, so every day requires a halal. On Chanukah, right, this is not al kol perek uperek. This is not al kol regel v'regel. Chanukah is not called a moed. There's no iser sias malacha. Seemingly, it's not because it's a special day. We commemorate a nes, right? When a nes happens, we commemorate the nes. Now, yeah, it's the anniversary of a nace, we commemorate the nace, but there's nothing special about this day. So to say, well, each day of Chanukah is its own independent yantif, because you have different type of avoda. Well, I'm not saying halal because of the yantif on Chanukah. I'm saying halal because I commemorate the nace, and the nace has been commemorated, right? I commemorate the nace the first day of Chanukah. If you'll say, like Rabbi Binyamin, that every day is a different nace, okay, I have to commemorate each nace. But if the point is that it's one nace, but there's different avoda of lighting the candles each day, but that makes sense when the reason why you're saying halal is because of the nature of the yom, because the yom is a yom tif, because it's a moed. If it's a different type of moed each day, then you say halal each day. But if it's not because it's a moed, it's because you have to commemorate the nes. Okay, the nes was commemorated the first day. Who cares if it's a different type of avoda each day? Is that a good question? So I think that you see something very interesting, at least according to Rabbeinu Shlomo. I think that you see that it sounds like simply from the Gemara that there's two types of halal. There's a kol perek uperek. There's a halal that you say for yontif. And then there's a halal for a nes. Two types of halal. But I think that Rashi is assuming they're not really two independent types of halal. Every halal that we say is because it's a special day. It's a special day. A special day requires that we contemplate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what He does for us. There's two ways of having a special day. You can have a yantif, a special day, because it's moed, because the Torah calls it moed. And you have a siyas malach, isra siyas malacha. That's a special day. You can have a special day because a nes occurred. Because the day is is set aside to commemorate the Nes. If a day is set aside to commemorate the Nes, that's also a special day and that requires Hallel. It's not that, when the Gemara says that you say Hallel on Hanukkah because of the Nes, it's not purely that we commemorate the Nes and okay, we're done commemorating the Nes, we did a Hallel to commemorate the Nes. It means that the days of Hanukkah are also special days because a Nes happened, because the days were made to commemorate the Nes, and special days require Hallel. The same way Moed requires Hallel, that's a special day. A day that's made to commemorate the Nes also requires Hallel. Now it could be true that if a day that's made to require to celebrate, to commemorate a Nes requires Hallel, then if I did Hallel on the first day of Hanukkah, I did Hallel on this day, which was made to commemorate the Nes, but the second day, which is an independent Yontif in a sense, which is also made to commemorate the Nes, didn't have a Hallel yet. Same way on Sukkot, that every day is looked at in a sense as an independent Yontif, and therefore it gets a new Hallel. And what makes it looked at as an independent Yontif? That's a different type of Avodah, a different amount of Karbanos. So to Hanukkah, the days of Hanukkah are made to commemorate the Nes. Each day is a different type of Yontif because it has a different amount of Neris, and therefore each day gets its own Hallel. So I think it could very well be, like the Machlokas between Rabbi Shlomo and Rabbeinu Binyamin, could very well be the nature of the Takana of Hallel Hanukkah. According to Rabbeinu Binyamin, I think we would learn it simply like the Gemara says, this Hallel to commemorate a Nes. Once you commemorate the Nes, there's no reason to have any more Hallel. So if you say Hallel on the first day, if that was the only Nes, you commemorated the Nes. The only explanation to have a Hallel on every day of Hanukkah is because there's a new Nes in every day of Hanukkah, of the continuation of the burning of the oil. But according to Rabbeinu Shlomo, it's not just the Hallel to commemorate the Nes. The Hallel is because it's a special day. Special day requires that we think about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us and we say Hallel. What makes it a special day is the fact that it was made to commemorate a Nes. In other words, there's not two types of Hallel, one because of the Yom and one because of a Nes. All Hallel is because it's a special day. There's two ways of making it a special day. One because it says Moed as the Sias Malacha, and one because the day is meant to commemorate a Nes. Yeah? Now it's interesting, just one more point here, is that it could be that even if you say that all the Hallels are made because it's a special day and that requires Hallel, could be there's still a difference in the nature of the Hallel between Yontif, Regel, and Chanukah. Because look at the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he's a very interesting concept. He says that, really he thinks that it could be, seems that the Hallel on Yontif is Deraisa. Right? Hallel on Chanukah would not be Deraisa, but the Hallel on Yontif would be Deraisa. Why? It may be just halacha Moshe Misinai, or oshe bechal hasimcha. It may be it's part of the mitzvah of simchas yantif. Shenitztavinu ba kumosh akasiv biyom simchascha b'moadeichem b'rashi chadchecham b'tekatem b'chatzos b'chorosechem al zivrei shalmeichem ki ikar shir bepev b'klilim sumikalo. It could be that that's part of the requirement of simcha. The requirement of Simchas Yantif is that you express that Simcha through singing praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hallel Yantif, the Ramban says, could very well be Deraisa because it's part of the expression of Simcha that we're required to have on Yantif. If that's true, the Hallel of Hanukkah is going to be necessarily a different sort of Hallel because there's no mitzvah of Simcha on Hanukkah. There's a mitzvah of Samachta B'chagacha. There's no mitzvah of Simcha on Hanukkah. So that the Hallel on Hanukkah is going to be a Hallel which is meant to praise Hashem for the salvation that He's done for us. The Hallel on Yantif is because we're supposed to express our Simcha with song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hallel on Hanukkah is supposed to praise Hashem for the salvation He's done for us. Very different thought process, very different understanding of what we're doing when we say Hallel. Fine. So the bottom line is 18 days, at least in Eretz Yisrael, that we say Hallel. We have 8 days of Sukkot and 2 days of Yantif, of Pesach, and Shavuos, which are going to be Hallel because it's a Moed and a Sias Malacha. You have 8 days of Chanukah, which is a Hallel because of the Nes that happened. Now, the Rishonim HaShabbos Lekut asks, why do we have 8 days of Chanukah to commemorate the Nes? 8 days of Hallel, I'm sorry, to commemorate the Nes. Why isn't it sufficient with just one? So either Rabbeinu Binyamin says because it was a new Nes every day, so each day gets the Nes, Or Rabbeinu Shlomo says because it's similar to Sukkos in that each day has different avodah. So we just discussed that seemingly that makes sense by Sukkos, where the reason for the Hallel is the Yom is special. It's a different type of Yom. It's a different, defined as a different holiday because it has different avodah, so you should have a new Hallel. But if the Hallel is not relevant to the Yom, it's not because it's a special day, it's just because we commemorate the Nes that happened. Seemingly once we commemorate the Nes, we commemorated it. Who cares if there's a different type of avodah every day? So that seems like from Rashi that we're not saying there's two types of Hallel. One is due to the Yom and one is due to the Nes. It's all one type of Hallel that are due to the Yom. There's two ways of establishing the Yom is a special day that requires Hallel. One because it's a Moed, one because it's an Nes. Now I just wanted to point out that it could be that this is the implication of the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, "My Chanukah, the Tanur Rabbanan b'Chafei b'Kislev, Yomei deChanukah Tanaya Inun." There's 8 days of Chanukah that start on Chafei Kislev. Tlova Misbud b'Hom, we don't have a Spadim. Tlova Sanas Pan, we don't fast. Kishenichnesu Yevanim leHeichal Timu Kol Shmanim shebeHeichal. Kshigavra Malchus Beis Chashmonai v'Nitzchum Bad Kuvra Matzu Al Pach Echad Shal Shemen Shayemunach B'Chosamo Shal Kohen Gadol.
Okay,
that's the story of Chanukah in a nutshell. L'shana Charis, what do they do next year? Kavvim v'asum, yamim tovim b'halal v'hoda. Days of Yantif with halal v'hoda. So maybe that the Gemara is saying that the halal in hoda is resulting from the fact that it's days of Yantif. It's not just that it said that it's halal v'hoda, it's yamim tovim v'halal v'hoda. Maybe they made it just like on Sukkot and on Pesach, the Yantif requires Halal Vodah. So to on Chanukah, the Yantif would require Halal Vodah. I think that would read very nicely, according to Rashi, that it's not just that we say Halal to commemorate the Nes, but they made it into a special day that requires a Halal due to the commemoration of the Nes. Okay.